Welcome to a SWAT review from ReverseThieves.com. In these short podcasts, we discuss the first episode of new shows in the anime season.
This time, we're looking at the first episode of Radiant from Studio Lerche, and it's streaming on Crunchyroll. And so this is kind of like an interesting project. This is an anime based on a French comic, and it's a heavily manga-inspired comic in France, and I saw something about it being one of the first French comics to be translated into Japanese, so it also is available in Japanese, so it has a following there, presumably. And Viz is also putting out this comic in the U.S., so...
Because, yeah, I feel that Japanese... French co-pros are hardly uncommon. They're not once a season, but I feel like every few years you get a Wakfu, you get an Oban Star Racers, you know, that Valerian series, even as far back as, you know, Ulysses 23 and Mysterious Cities of Gold. But like you said, the thing that's different about this one is it isn't just, oh, let's take Tintin and make it an anime. This comic seems to have a little more roots in Japan, and so there's a little more of a, it feels even a little more co-pro than usual.
Yeah, I feel it's really blurring the lines, you know, which is really fun and interesting. So it's a very shonen adventure story. It's about Seth, who is an apprentice sorcerer, and they fight these giant monsters that are called Nemesis. And there seems to be a lot of, like, floating islands. Sorcerers sort of have a bad history. I think it's kind of one of those things where they are the only people that can fight the Nemesis, but at the same time, they're sort of blamed for them existing. They're like, if you weren't here, they wouldn't be here.
So what you're saying is Zamba 3 syndrome.
I mean, who knows? I'm sure the secret of the Nemesis is a very significant plot point. And he is not super, what is the word I'm looking for here?
Tactful?
Yes. You know, so he kind of wants to show off in the new town that they're in and starts to get in a bunch of trouble, which ends in some pretty, I thought, pretty hilarious moments with elephant cows. And he does make a new friend, but the townspeople are really, like, unwelcoming.
And part of the trouble is he was trying to impress his new friend, showing him off some magic, and that only kind of reinforced everybody else's view of magical people. Yeah, no, these guys are bad news, just like this kid.
And his teacher, Alma, is sort of exasperated by him, but also seems like a super badass in her own right. And I think, like, the way that she sort of reacts to him is pretty great and hilarious. And in her tough love ways. And, of course, in this first episode, a monster has to show up. And the town is threatened. And, unfortunately, Alma is off fighting something else. So Seth decides that he will take it on. And so, therefore, prove to the townspeople that they're good and sorcerers are cool. And, you know, make everything better. He makes everything worse. And a group of almost superhero-looking, like, characters show up to put things right. At least, seemingly, at the end of the episode.
Yeah, it is a little implied that everything doesn't go smoothly, but, I mean, would this be a shorter adventure show if everything went smoothly in the next episode? So, I feel like we got to get this right out of the way. For better and for worse, this feels, like Kate said, very shonen. It feels very, like, you can see elements of, like, Naruto. Seth feels very kind of Naruto-esque. Parts of the world feel like fairy tale-esque. I think you mentioned that when we were watching it.
Knowing very, like, almost nothing about fairy tale, it did. I feel like aesthetically, it kind of seems a little inspired by the world of fairy tale, or the kind of the look of it. But I think we said fairy tale, but less thirsty.
Well, Kate, that's not a very high bar.
Extremely less. I felt like younger.
It does feel very much more like a Japanese shonen series than a French series with some anime aesthetic. Like I said, for better and for worse. If you were expecting something a little more off the beaten path, it did feel like it was, at this point, following some shonen formulas. But, I mean, that's not necessarily, you know, the death of any series. You know, shonen has a pretty wide range. What was your opinion? It beyond feeling like the French Jump?
Well, I do feel... I thought it was a good first episode. I mean, I think that it is very standard shonen, but I thought that it was doing it well. I think Seth was a likable character, and I thought that the series had... I laughed multiple times, so I thought that it had pretty good humor. Maybe it didn't hit every time for me, but, like, overall, I thought that it was fairly funny. We forgot to mention the other ripped from the current age power of Seth's with his Titan Punch. You know, so he has a one punch! Slash, like, it's like a Luffy slash one punch. You know, I mean... It's everybody right now is punch power. I felt like it was standard, but I think it was like hitting all the right notes, I guess, and enough to be enjoyable. And it didn't have people being perverts, so like, great. Alma, who is an older woman who is his teacher, as long as they don't like kill her off immediately or something, seems like a really good character. Or, like, a good woman, and then we have definitely at least one other woman in the party who was in the opening, but we haven't met her yet, so, like...
Was she one of the superhero people, or...?
I don't remember if she was.
I thought she was, but they basically just, we have arrived on the scene, da-da, and they, like, announce who they are, and then the episode ends. We didn't get, like, a long speech about who they are and what their powers are and all that stuff. They appeared... I think I've spoken about them longer right now than they actually appeared in the show.
I think my question is sort of, what is the overall adventure plot? You know, like, what's it going to be? Because I feel like this was really an introduction to Seth.
Yeah.
So, like, what exactly is his quest and goal, you know?
Yeah, no, I feel like that is going to be the greater killer or, like, unifier of this story. Like you said, this feels very introductory, for better and for worse. I mean, it doesn't, like, try to overwhelm you. It gives you the basic, all right, they're these things, they're nemesis, they're these guys, they fight them, but they're not super popular. There's definitely more mysteries and stuff to that, but that's not important right now, so why bother going into it? You'll discover that all else along the way. And it's clear he's not going to stay in this town forever. Even before this, him and Alma seem to be always moving. So there's no reason to think that they're going to stay in Podunkia this whole time. But yeah, I think where they go from here and where the plot picks up, and I think how they interact, or how at least Seth interacts with these kind of like superhero-y sorcerers, I think will determine a lot of how well this series, like, lives or dies. Because I don't even think, like, we have other than Titan Punch, unless that's his only thing, which it could be. Because I feel sometimes, a lot of times, the hero's power can be a very important factor in how, like, creative they can be with the fights or how, you know, straight they're going to be. So I think seeing how well he fights in this next big fight along with these other people, once again, another factor that could determine a lot.
Better than Black Clover.
Well, yes, because he wasn't screaming all the time. Like,
when I was saying likable, I was thinking about that series in particular. And this one is, like, also magic. Anyway. But yeah, I feel like, I think it has potential to be fun. I don't think it has potential to be the best shonen series you've ever watched.
Yeah, if anything, I guess I'm just a little disappointed that it didn't have a little more of a French tinge, just like a kind of, you know, European comic feel, just because I think...
What does that mean?
It feels so very shonen, whereas I feel like if it maybe felt a little more like a European comic, it might have maybe felt like a something that used shonen tropes but didn't feel exactly like a shonen show might have made it stand out a little more. Whereas I feel at this point it could be a good shonen show, but it'll be in that same wheelhouse. Whereas I felt maybe with the French influences, it could maybe feel a little more like its own genre, or at least like only like shonen inspired.
Thanks for listening to another episode. You can visit us online at reversethieves.com and follow us on Twitter @ReverseThieves, @NartakiRT, and @HisuiRT.